Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah! Yes, Lord! Hallelujah! Give the Lord a shout of praise right now! Hallelujah! You're blessed. Come into the house to thank you, Jesus. Come into the house to thank you, Jesus. Come into the house to thank you, Jesus. You're blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Reba shiki andobo sotoraya. Let's give the Lord a hand, applause right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are back. Thank you. Jesus is back on LA Talk Radio. Yes, Lord. Jesus is going in the airways. Hallelujah. Someone say miracles, signs, and wonders. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Yes, Lord. Because that's what happens when we walk with the Lord Almighty. That's what happens when we press into the Lord Almighty. That's what happens when we spend time with Jesus Christ, when we are his people. Amen. Someone say, I'm his people. Yes. When we are his people, goodness, hallelujah, inheritance, hallelujah, promise, hallelujah. Yes, a promise. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this blessed hour. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this blessed moment. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this blessed time. Hallelujah, in the Lord. Amen. Oh, I just want to let everyone know we're going to take communion today. Amen. Hallelujah. So grab your bread, your cracker, your juice, your wine, your communion cup, some water, whatever it may be, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. Hallelujah. And at the end of the show, we're going to take communion. Amen. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. I hear you say that. Amen. Amen. All right, let's get into the word today. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When I was driving over here, amen. Thank you, Lord. The Lord had on my spirit that he's going before us, going before you. Amen. I saw like a plow digging up rebo shotaraya weeds. Amen. Deep rooted. Hallelujah. Rebo shikiandaraya. Deep rooted poisons, deep rooted words that people spoke over you that bound, that's binding you, that's a fear. Hallelujah. Deep rooted. Hey, ba 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 shandoro. He is plowing. He's bulldozing. Ah, yes, bulldozing, going before you and bulldozing and blowing doors open, clearing the path out. Amen. Rabba Shataria, freeing you from ancestral curses, generational curses, freeing, digging out. Amen. Hallelujah. Rabo Shotiria, freeing from darkness, depression, stress, worry, concerns. He's like plowing the ground. Yes, plowing the ground. Amen. Plowing the ground of our heart. Amen. Shatabo Sandaraya, so that he's able, ooh, yes, Lord God, changing the soil of your heart, of your ground, your land, amen. So it's a good soil, amen, hallelujah. The good soil is what produces the good fruit, yes, And this is what the Lord is doing, amen. Yes, this is what the Lord is doing. He's going back. Amen. Like years back and pulling up stuff, getting rid of the poisons and things that create a funk in our lives. Amen. And we don't even know, we don't even know the root of it, or the cause of it. Ooh, yeah, ha, ha. Yes, Lord God. He knows the root and the cause, and he is going down deep to the root of the thing and removing it. Hallelujah. So that it don't create any more wounds and there's no decay. Somebody. Amen. Okay, we're gonna get in the word. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that, Rhema. Someone say, I believe he's doing it for me. I believe. Hallelujah. I believe. Thank you, Lord. I believe this is what the Lord said. Let's turn to Ezekiel. Amen. Thank you, Lord God, for the word. Thank you for the word. Thank you for encouragement. Hallelujah. Thank you for encouragement. Thank you for encouraging us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for strengthening us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for helping us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for doing the impossible. Hallelujah. On our behalf, because we deem it impossible, because we don't know. Thank you, Lord God, Rebashia Taraya, for doing that hard thing. Thank you, Lord God, for remembering us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for remembering us. Thank you, Lord God, for considering us. Thank you, Lord God, that we are on your mind. Hallelujah. Rebashia Tarabosaya. Thank you, Lord God, for freeing us. Thank you, Lord God, for healing us. Thank you, Lord God. What are you believing the Lord for on this blessed day? Let's thank him right now. Thank you, Lord God, for comforting us. Thank you, Lord God, for your peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for the blessing. We thank you for the blessing in advance. We thank you for the breakthrough right now. We thank you, Lord God. Ooh, we thank you for the transformation, the individual transformation. Hallelujah. The family transformation, the relational transformation, the financial transformation. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. This ain't a game. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Rebo Shota Basaya. This is what he's doing. Let's thank him now. Ooh, turn that prayer of asking and now into a prayer of thanksgiving. That's what the Lord is saying. I hear you, Lord. I hear you. Hello, hello, hello. I hear you. I hear you. I hear the Lord. He's speaking to me. He's speaking to you. Someone said the Lord is speaking to me. Yes, because we serve a living God. Jesus is Lord. He is a living God. This is the truth. These are the facts. Okay. Ezekiel chapter 36. Amen. And so what is the Lord saying to us this blessed evening? Hallelujah. He's saying, and it comes from Ezekiel 36 and verse 36, the end of verse 36. Amen. This is what in worship service this morning he said, and he wants us to stay here. Hallelujah. Stay in this word and see what else he's saying and revealing to us. So I'm gonna be obedient, because that's where my blessing is in the obedience. So I'm gonna say my blessing is in the obedience. Ezekiel 36 and verse 36, just that last part, amen. And it simply says, I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. Let's say that together. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. Who will do it? God will do it. Amen. He's taking it out of your hands. Don't try to pick it back up. God will do it. What do you believe in God for? It's like I just heard like someone's prayer, or I heard someone's request, someone's petition. God saying, I will do it. It's also like I see someone trying and trying to lift this weight and this heaviness and trying to do all this stuff. Amen. And God is saying, I will do it. Relax. I will do it, saith the Lord. Now, as I was just on this statement of I, the Lord, have spoken it and I will do it, God began to speak to me and reveal to me some things. Amen. One was that we have to be close to God in order to hear what he is saying. Amen. If I'm, for those who are on Facebook Live right now, if I'm sitting in this room and I'm speaking, hallelujah, Rabba Satria, and you're not tuned in and connected in any way, hello, thank you, Lord Jesus. If you didn't dial into the LA Talk Radio, if you didn't go to Facebook and go to LA Talk Radio, if you didn't click the app, amen, or if you didn't do whatever you needed to do to be able to hear these words right now, one, we wouldn't be connected, so you wouldn't hear what I'm saying, hallelujah. That's one. We got to every single day plug into God. We have to. It's not a chore. It's a blessing to be able to be connected to the Most High, the creator of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Also, it's proximity. If I'm here, hallelujah, and say you're in the house and you're in the kitchen and someone is upstairs, hallelujah, if you just talk at a regular tone, they're not going to be able to hear you. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Or if you're in the house and they're outside the house, hello, they're not going to be able to hear you. We got to be in God's house. Amen. Hallelujah. And we have to be able to, even if you have the TV on and even if someone is across the way from you, hallelujah, if you guys are not connected, amen, or you're distracted, ooh, hello, you're not going to be able to hear. So we got to quiet the distractions. We got to connect to Christ Jesus, the Almighty One, who can do anything and everything. Amen. Hallelujah. That's one. We have to be close to him. Someone say intimacy. Someone say, this is my year of being intimate with Christ Jesus. Two. We have to learn and know his voice. Hallelujah. How do you learn and know someone's voice? It's from spending time with them, dedicating time to being with. He is more real than you seeing me, hearing me right now. This is the truth. We have to desensitize our flesh, our natural senses, and heighten our spiritual sense. Worship in spirit and in truth, the Bible says, hallelujah. Doing things like we are now in his word, coming together, hallelujah. Rebo shiki anda rabasando. Thank you, Lord God. Three. Someone say three. Three. Hallelujah. There's some things, a lot of things that God spoke that we don't even know about until he does it. Until we see it. Until we feel it. Until we know it. Amen. Until we have the desire for it. But there are things that God is doing that he spoke, and we just gonna see the blessing of it. We're going to just experience the favor and the connection of it. Amen. In this season, yes, this is truth. And also, there's things that he spoke that he did tell you about. This is what I'm going to do. This is what's going to happen. Don't worry. Be still. I got it. He's fulfilling that. Maybe it's been a long time. He's doing it. Maybe you're questioning whether or not you hear him or not. Stay. This is when we go back to the beginning of just pressing in. Pressing in. Lord, I know you always speaking. I know you're always talking. So I'm just going to press in. I'm going to get quiet. And I'm going to trust you that you have me in everything else in my life. Hallelujah. Four, he doesn't need our help. He doesn't need your help. He doesn't need your help. He needs your yes. Uh-huh. I'm going to sit back on that one. He doesn't need my help. He needs my yes. Mm-hmm. He needs your yes. Someone say, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. If we look back at that, it says, I, the Lord, have spoken. I will do it. I is the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. We have to get off me, 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 me. What about me? Look at me. Oh, why is not happening for me? Me, me, me. No, let's get it on the Lord. Let's take ourselves off of me and let's get on him so he can get on us. Amen. So he can be in us. So he can deal in the with our stuff. But there's so much peace when we're on him and not on us. There's so much freedom when we're on him and not on us. Hallelujah. There's joy when we're on him and not on us. Hallelujah. Rabo Shikiataria. There's a strength and an encouragement that comes when we're on him and not on us. And maybe, no, it doesn't happen immediately. But the more we do it, we get stronger. Hallelujah. And we're not knocked down. Amen. By the same things we were knocked down before. There's a strength in him. Hallelujah. There's a help in him. Hallelujah. There's a peace in him. Hallelujah. So we just practice it. We practice it. We practice it. We keep going back to him. We keep going back to him. And when we go, give him your stuff. Give him whatever is going on. Give it to him. You don't have to be perfect. He's not asking for that. He's just asking for you where you are right now. Trust him. Also, 5, what was revealed out of this is that he started it. He's going to finish it. He is the author and the finisher. He is the starter and the finisher. He's the great finisher. That's what I think about a wrestler, like the wrestler. I'm the finisher. Okay, I don't know why, but I did it. Yes, he is the finisher. He is putting the smack down. Amen. He is handling it. Hallelujah. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. As you have to go in the valley, amen, in the wilderness, the Lord is with you, and he is the one carrying you through, no matter how dark, dim, confused, nervous, amen, unqualified you feel. Hallelujah. Rabba Shaya, he is the starter and the finisher. And 6, say what the Lord says, do what he do, and do what he says do. He's the one that's saying, I said it, I'ma do it. I said it, I'ma do it. Say and do. So now we say what he said and we do what he's doing, or we do what he says do. But that's the saying that we're saying is we're echoing his words. Uh-huh. Yes. And we're doing. We a bunch of imitators. Amen. Yes, I'm a copier. I copy Jesus Christ. Yes, I'm a follower. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. Amen. Say, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. That's who I'm following. And see him make me a leader. And see him make me strong. And see him make me bold. And see him cause me to rise out of something that I didn't think was possible. And see him bless me to do, hallelujah, the impossible. And see his miracle signs and wonders. And experience, amen, his goodness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So as we pan out, and I encourage you to read Ezekiel 36, the full chapter. Amen. But for the sake of this hour and to get everything into this blessed now, I'm not going to read the whole chapter. Hallelujah. But as I did go through the whole chapter, thank you, Lord Jesus, the Lord was speaking and he caused some things to pop out that he wants us to chew on and meditate on and that he's speaking to us about. Amen. So Ezekiel 36 in verse 1, the Lord tells Ezekiel. Amen. Give me 1 second. I'm going to pull it up too so I can just have it. I'm in the King James Version and also in the New Living Translation Version. And so in the NLT Version, it says, Son of man, prophesy to Israel's mountains. Give them this message. Give who? He's talking about the mountains. O mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. So what's happening now is just a little backstory. Is the children of Israel, they have went into their operating in their own ways. They have stepped away from God, worshiping idols, amen, participating in their own evil ways and doings to the point where it caused a fracture and a division between them and God. And with that, it came a famine in their land. Hallelujah. So not just with them, but the land also. Amen, someone. And so as this year, the Lord has spoken that this year is a year of Yahweh. It is first us connecting, us walking hand in hand with Christ Jesus. Amen. Reigniting our relationship with him or taking it to the next level. Amen. Me included, turning it up a notch. Hallelujah. That is hot. Yes, it's hot like fire. Yes, Lord. God's the consuming fire. Amen. Amen. He has the access to places that we cannot go unless he gives us the access code, unless he gives us the key, unless he opens the door. He is the access. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's not just like physically going, but that's also going to place within just the restoring of your soul and in the way you think, amen, and just a peace in your life and how your perspective. That's a moving forward in our perspective being renewed. Hallelujah, someone. So the children been rebellious and disobedient, basically, amen. And because of that, they are there's a punishment. They were punished. Hallelujah. The ground is famished, desolate, ruined. Amen. They are participating in just foolery. Someone say foolery. Yes, foolery. Hallelujah, someone. And so now God is saying, he tells Ezekiel, son of man, prophesy to Israel's mountains, give them this message, hear the word of the Lord. Amen. And then a little bit further down, it says, he speaks to the hills, the mountains, the ravines, and valleys, and to ruined wastes and long deserted cities that have been destroyed and mocked by surrounding nations. Amen. So the nations surrounding that don't serve God think that they have a leg up, think that they have something over the land that belongs to Israel and the people and the nation. Amen. But God is saying, okay, no, this is no more. Even though my people, my children, are being disobedient and rebellious, I'm gonna handle them. But also, the mockery has to stop. Whatever is happening in your life, amen, in the mockery and the attacks, God is warring and fighting and judging on your behalf. But listen, he tells the Son of Man to prophesy to the mountains, to the hills, the valleys, the ravines. God is saying right now in our lives that we prophesy, that it's time for us to prophesy to the thing, to the situation, to the relationship, amen. Hallelujah. We can look crazy, hallelujah, speaking to a mountain. Hello, Jesus spoke to the tree. Amen. It's time that we start speaking to the things, and speaking life, and speaking fruit, no matter what it looks like. No matter the fact that it looks desolate, ruined, over, dead, impossible. God is saying, you start speaking to that thing. You speak life. You speak words of blessing over it. Even if you don't feel that it's changing, even if you don't smell that it's changing, it doesn't sound like it's changing, begin to prophesy, declare. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And as Ezekiel did that, hallelujah, Rebo Shikiataraya. As you go down further, hold on, I'm looking for it. In verse 8, but the mountains of Israel produce heavy crops of fruit for my people, for they will be coming home again soon. See, I care about you. Listen to what the Lord is saying. And I will pay attention to you. Your ground will be plowed and your crops planted. I will greatly increase the population of Israel. Amen. And this is what is happening. God cares about you. Hallelujah. He cares about your situation. He cares about your land. What does your land look like? What does that mean today? Your land could be your body. Your land could be your relationships. Your land could be your home. Hallelujah. Your land could be your job, your finances, your career. Amen. Hallelujah. Speak to God is saying. There's that thing what God was showing me earlier about plowing our ground and causing crops to grow and increase in fruit and fruits and produce healthy. This is what God's saying. So again, we are to prophesy. Begin speaking. Make it a practice. If you're not used to doing it, set a time. Make it a point. Amen. Declare, God is. My blessing is here. My peace is here. My joy is here. Hallelujah. I have my joy. Amen. I have my increase. Hallelujah. So he said he addressed the land. Amen. Then he addresses the people in verse 17. It says they defiled it by their evil ways, their own ways and their own doings. And he goes on further to say, I'm bringing you back. I'm bringing you back. I'm bringing you back into the land. I'm restoring. I'm bringing you back to the thing that I started. Amen. So that we can finish. Amen. We're starting over. He's given us a restart. He's giving you a restart. He's giving you a refresh. He's blessing you. Amen. He's renewing your youth. Amen. Hallelujah. Rabba Sotiria. He's increasing your strength. Amen. Hallelujah. He's resurrecting. Amen. What is it? Hallelujah, Rabo Shoko Tarabasandri Yaba Shatoro Yorobasaya. He's blessing you with the income. He's blessing you with the increase. He is doing it. And when he's talking about the children of Israel, he's saying it's not because you deserve it. Whatever guilt trips you are putting yourself on, or someone's trying to guilt you, no, stop. Hallelujah. The Lord loves you. It's because the Lord loves us. He sent his son Jesus when we were still in sin. Amen. He first loved us. He loves you. He'll teach you how to love you. May God begin to show us how to love ourselves, how to love his creation. We're talking about us. We're his creation. Someone say, I'm his creation. Amen. As we grow in our love with God, it's a trickle-down effect. We'll learn how to love us. We'll increase our standards. Amen. We won't put up with nonsense. Amen. We will choose better. Hallelujah. Rabbi Shalya, thank you for discernment and wisdom right now. Hallelujah. It's by his grace. Thank you, Lord God. It's not because of you, it's because of him. Amen. And so he puts us in situations to reveal, listen, it's because I love you and I want you to have the best. So you're going to be put in situations where you're not qualified, that you don't have all the experience, that you didn't earn it. Why? Because then it points to God. Amen. It points to him doing the supernatural. How did you get here? You never even studied this. You didn't. Amen. It points to him. Just go. Amen. What did we say earlier? All he needs is our yes. Amen. In verse 25, he talks about cleaning us. I will sprinkle clean water on you. He's talking about the children of Israel, but that's what he's doing. Cleaning us, refreshing us, that we would be clean. Amen. In the Bible, he's saying that you will no longer worship idols. For us, yes, that too. No longer stepping aside and thinking, worshiping people in idols. What does the idol look like today? Hallelujah. Rabba Shikianda Rabo Sotereya. Amen. Cleaning us, and we won't be worship. We won't be complaining. We won't be stressing. Amen. We won't be toiling. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, the Holy Spirit. Yes, him cleaning us, lightening us. Amen. We won't be so full of anger. We won't be so full of unforgiveness. Cleaning us, creating us a clean heart. Hallelujah. Renewing a right spirit in us. Amen. Giving us his spirit. Hallelujah. His spirit, that we follow his commandments, that we follow his judgments, that we do what he's telling us to do because we have his spirit. Someone say, I need your spirit, Lord. Give me your spirit, Lord. Fill me up, Holy Spirit. Verse 29 says, I will cleanse you of your filthy behaviors. What behaviors do we have that God says, what attitudes are we functioning in and walking in that God's like, it's filthy. It's stanky. Amen. It's dirty. It's nasty. It's full of germs. Amen. Let them take it. What relationship is like? Ooh, those just got germs all up on it. If we saw the germs, amen, with our natural eyes, maybe we wouldn't pick the thing back up. Maybe we wouldn't enter back in. Hallelujah. Taraboshia. What things are we choosing to do and we think is good because we're looking at it from our place of lack or empty, but if we had an aerial perspective, if we had God's perspective looking at it, we'd be like, ooh, wait, hold on. Ooh, I don't want, no, I don't want that. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Removing the natural perspectives and those perspectives of decay. Amen. Hallelujah. Rebo Shianda. Thank you, Lord God. So he's talking to the land. Amen. He addresses the land. He has Ezekiel speak to the land. He has Ezekiel address the people. Amen. And then he says, and then the people will say, and then the people around, the nations around, hallelujah. In verse 35, amen, it says, and when I bring you back, people will say, and when I do, and when I raise you up, amen, and when I show you off, and when I reveal you, hallelujah, people will say. It says, this former wasteland is like the Garden of Eden. He flipped it, changed it completely, where now they saw it because earlier they saw the land and they were laughing. The Bible says, aha, aha. Listen, your Lord has you in this land. The land just then eroded and decayed and it's basically horrible. Amen. Some of us, God has us, we set out and with him in, we're laughing stock to the natural, because they don't see and they don't hear, they don't know, and it looks desolate around. It's like, well, that's what it's like walking with your God. I'm cool. I'm doing good by myself. No. Amen. People will say, your enemies will say, Bible says that he prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. When God finishes what he is doing, stay on course, stay on track, continue, press forward, press through, push through, pray through, praise through, amen, read the word through, hallelujah, take your communion through, amen, hallelujah, and see this land flowing with milk and honey. People will say, they'll be looking at you from the perspective of your relationship, from the perspective of your career, from the perspective of your family, and be like, it looks like the Garden of Eden. This is what heaven on earth looks like. It looks like heaven. Yes. Yes. Just look how they carry themselves now. Look at what God did. Look, you just look healthy. You look good. What you been doing? Praying. Praising, worshiping, spending time with God. I wasn't in a gym. I was with God. Yes, that doesn't mean that we don't be in a gym. Let's not get it twisted. But I'm just saying, God do the supernatural, where it look like you've been doing, you've been putting forth all this work, amen, doing all this stuff, running yourself crazy. But no, it's the ease. The ease of God. Amen. We are in a time. This is a year of Yahweh. God is showing us, believers, non-believers, the whole world, that he is Lord. And this is what he's saying. This is what he's saying in the Bible, in this chapter that we're reading. It says, hold on, let me find it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Where are you? Let's say the Lord, I will. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. He gonna show it to me. It says, everyone will know that I am Lord. Everyone will know that I am Lord. Amen. Everyone will know that he is Lord in our lives. Hallelujah, someone. He says, within this chapter, he says that I'm concerned for my name. When you're talking about the children of Israel, he said, it's not because you deserve it, but I care about my name. Amen? And he's going to show in this, and he says, I'm going to show how holy my great name is. It's the same way when he was dealing with Pharaoh, when he sent Moses to go and lead the children of Israel out of Egypt, out of slavery, out of bondage. It was, they will know, Pharaoh will know, the Egyptians will know that I am Lord. In this time, he's letting us know, everyone know, I am Lord, reminding us, I am Lord. Oh yeah, wait, hold on, so I can expand and increase my faith, increase my the way I think and believe. I am Lord. There is nothing too hard, nothing impossible, nothing. Amen. And then he goes on in verse 37 says, now I am ready to hear Israel's prayers and to increase their numbers like a flock. That's relationship. I'm ready to hear their prayers. I'm ready to hear your prayers. I'm ready to increase. This is what God's saying. I'm ready to restore. Amen. I'm ready to remove that famine. I'm ready to extinguish the reproach. I'm ready to comfort the bereaved. This is what he's doing now. I'm ready to perform the heart transplant. Amen. Removing that stony, stubborn heart. For a tender, responsive heart. Amen. I'm ready. I'm rebuilding. Amen. I'm increasing. Amen. I'm healing. Amen. I'm helping. Amen. I am the harvest. I'm producing the harvest. I'm causing the harvest to break forth. I'm causing abundance, a crowd, more than enough. Amen. Plenty. Amen. Hallelujah. May we have the wisdom to deal with on this new level. He's increasing our level, taking us higher. Rabbi Shiki Andarabo Sotaraya, giving us more. May we have, amen, the discernment, amen, and in the revelation and the knowledge and the understanding and the chutzpah, the boldness to do, amen, hallelujah, to go, amen, to trust and believe and just say, okay, God, yes, yes, you know what? I'm your yes man. I am your yes man. May you have the discernment and recognize who are the yes men, amen, around you that's harmful. But saying yes and being a yes man to God is the best thing we can do. Just like that. The best thing we can do. Mm-hmm. That you're no longer a laughing stock. He's removing the shame, giving you double in place of the shame. Amen. He's removing the mockery. Amen. Showing you off. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rebo Shiki Andaraya. Someone say hallelujah. This is what God is doing. He has spoken it. He will do it. In Jesus' name. That's it. He spoke it, he will do it. He spoke it, he will do it. He spoke it, he will do it. He will do it, he will do it. I will say what he's telling me to say. I will do what he's telling me to do. I will trust, I will relax, I will sit in peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Rebo Shikiandaraya. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your blessed word. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yetarabo shiki andarabo sotoroyo. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord right now. Hallelujah. As we prepare to take communion. Hallelujah. The Bible says that to as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. Do it in remembrance of me. This is a time, Rabo Shotereya, that we remember God. We remember Jesus, who knew no sin and became sin and was crucified and endured such Rabashiki unspeakable torment and torture for us, for me. Say, Lord, you did this for me, so I am precious and I am valuable. Hallelujah. And you do have a plan for me, and you do have long life for me, and you do have purpose for me. Hallelujah. Rabba Shataraya. No matter what it is I've been through, this is my life. You are my life. You are my hope. You are my salvation. You are my new season. You are my new place. You are my new home. You are. You are the one that rescues me. Thank you, Lord God. So let us get our bread. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. I trust that you guys have it. Hallelujah. This is just as important. Listen, if God told us to do it as often as you do it, right? If he's telling us to do it, this is another weapon that we have. This is another point of contact that we have. This is a time where we humble ourselves and open up so to allow His Spirit to penetrate. Amen. His light to penetrate and expel the darkness. Hallelujah. Let us partake. Hallelujah. This is just taking communion is just as important as reading the word. It's just as important as praising. It's just as important. Amen. We got to remember our Lord and Savior. Sometimes there's problems. Amen. We remember the problems. We remember what people did to us. We remember what they said. Amen. And that doesn't do anything. What does it do? Depress us, make us angry, make us have a stony heart. It's poison. Let us remember what God did for us. And that's the life. That's life. Let us remember on Him. Think about that. We are susceptible to remembering the yucky stuff all day long. All day long. How often do we remember our Jesus and what He did for us? So we do it now. Yes, we do it now. We thank You, Lord God, for forgiving us for our sins, those known and unknown right now, Lord Jesus. We thank You for cleansing us. We thank You, Lord God, for a fresh perspective. We thank You for open eyes, Lord God. We thank You for opening our ears so that we can see and hear You and that we are not just hearers of the word, but we are doers. We thank You, Lord God, our soil, that even in this time, that our soil You have made good, Lord God, that we can produce fruit some 30, 60, 100 fold. So now, Father God, we remember Your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross. Amen. Hallelujah. At Calvary and rose the third day. We take Your body that was broken, that was beat, that we will be blessed. And as we consume You, which is the bread of life, we thank You that You took every sickness, every disease, every worry, every care, every concern, every weight, every problem, and we declare that we are whole, healed, well, every cell, every function of our bodies, every organ. We speak peace. Hallelujah. Lord God, thank You. And we thank You for the prosperity that comes with You, Your life. In Jesus' name, eat the bread. Eat the bread. Thank You, Lord. We thank You for Your blood. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank You for Your blood that washes us clean as pure as snow, that washes away the sins, that's washing away generationally, cleansing generationally. We thank You, Lord God, for Your life. Hallelujah, Rabbasayi. We thank You for Your life that's being poured out as we consume this blood, this juice that represents Your blood that was poured out on Calvary. We declare that by Your stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. And our land is healed, and our bodies is healed, and our finances are healed, and our careers, in our marketplace, in the industry that You have us in is healed and is prospering in Jesus' name. Thank You, Lord God. Hallelujah. We are redeemed from the curse. Hallelujah. Someone say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Ooh, He is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Let us spend the rest of this night rejoicing. Hallelujah. Rejoice. Hallelujah. Rejoice. Hallelujah. God. God. Thank You, Lord God, for penetrating our lives. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus Christ. Thank You, Holy Spirit. Thank You for protection on all sides. Thank You for Your blood covering us. Hallelujah. Thank You for Your blood. blood covering our families. Thank you for your blood. Being poured out. That where your blood is, there's life. And where your spirit is, there's liberty. Hallelujah. We say hallelujah. We say hallelujah. We say hallelujah. We say hallelujah. Listen, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he lift his countenance towards you and give you his peace. Shalom. God bless you. We love you. Jesus loves you. I love you. And we see you next week, same time, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I'm expecting miracles. Signs and wonders increase beyond our wildest imagination. Lord God, we love you, we serve you, and we bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.